Where did the idea for this come from?
Well, it actually happened the day that I made the post. I can't remember if it was Wednesday or Thursday, but the idea popped into my head, and it was posted probably 5 minutes later. Well, there's a lot of the bylaws that are writing right now that I don't have. We're not going to put up to a vote, but you know, January the 27th, we are having a club meeting at K&M, and after the Larry Plummer tournament, and anybody that shows up is going to have a vote. That's why I'm just trying to reestablish that trust in a tournament, that these guys can come, have a good time, know that the rules are not being broken. They're being enforced evenly across the board. And when it's a rule, if you break it, you're out.
What's up, everybody? We got a good Antlers and Hicks podcast for you today. But, you know, some of you may have noticed or maybe even read some stuff. I bought LakeDarboneLife.com. And, man, I'm really excited about what that thing is going to bring not only to me, but to this area, man, because I mean, Mr. Kenny's done a great job with it. Kenny Haddix had it before I did. And yeah, it was a good website when he had it. And it's my job right now to take it and make it even better. We're working on some new stuff. I've got host marketing. That's Buster Craig. He's working on a new website for us. It's going to look outstanding. And you know what? We've got some great sponsors that help make this possible. So, you know, what's a podcast without mentioning a few sponsors, right? Town of Farmerville. Man, I can't thank the Town of Farmerville enough for what they've done, not only for our area with bringing in the fishing and bringing in all of the major tournaments that go on around here that give us a little spotlight, man. Now Lake Darbone is nationally known. And thanks to Town of Farmerville, the Union Parish Tourism Commission. You know, without those guys, that doesn't happen, okay? Another title sponsor, Discover Monroe, West Monroe. Now, if you've lived around here like I have, I've lived around here my whole life. Not a lot to do, you think.
I ain't got nothing to do in such a boring little town.
That's because you don't know what there's plenty to do. You just have to go look for it. You just have to know. Discover Monroe, West Monroe is a great website that they have that encompasses everything that's going on in and around the Monroe, West Monroe area. If you go there right now, if you're in Louisiana, you know what January and February brings. It's Mardi Gras. They've got the Mardi Gras schedule lined out. One crew rolls January 27th. The next crew rolls February 3rd. A chock full lineup of stuff that's going on in our area. And they update it every week, I believe, or maybe every other. I don't know how often, but it's updated. I mean, it's current. Go and check that site out. It's outstanding. You'll Lake Darbone Life, actually. And then go. That helps me out. So there's two. And lastly, Marion State Bank. They got a branch in Farmerville. Marion. Drew. Coming to you soon. Coming to you real soon. West Monroe, Louisiana. So those are my title sponsors, the Town of Farmerville, Union Parish Tourism Commission, and the Chamber of Commerce. Discover Monroe, West Monroe, and Marion State Bank. I'm telling you guys, if you want a bank local and keep it with a group that is local, you can't beat Marion State Bank. MSB is growing. Sterlington, Farmerville, Drew, West Monroe. I'm telling you, I love it. And they're a good group. Go bank with them. With that being said, let's talk some crappie fishing. I'm telling you, I've gotten to a point in my life now to where I'm not only Antlers. I thought about changing the name to Antlers and Hooks, actually, because we're going to be doing so much fishing coming up. Because, I've gotten in with some of these fishermen, gotten to know them in the past year and so. And it's a good group, infectious group. I love to talk with them because they make me want to go fishing. But there's something that's kind of, we're going to talk about it. Let's talk about it. There's been some yeah. In the local fishing community lately. I mean, it's been kind of rough. I don't really know what to say about it other than we've got to make it better. Got a lady coming on tonight, and Brittany and her crew have really just kind of put their foot down, standing on business and saying enough's enough. We're going to do a trail. We're going to do it right. We're going to have integrity. We're going to be trustworthy. We're going to do all the things that a good tournament is supposed to do, because that's what you really want, right? That's why the tournaments are here. Number one, you want to have fun You want people to be able to do what they do, and you want to be able to win a little money. You don't want the drama that comes with it. You don't want all that extra yeah, bull jump, lying, stuff like that. Theft. I'm just going to say it like it is, theft. You don't want that. Brittany is, like I said before, standing on business, coming in, and she is doing all she can with a group to make the tournament fishing, a local tournament trail right here in North Louisiana, something that everybody can be proud of and glad that they're a part of. In fact, they ain't even got a name yet. You mean to tell you why they ain't got a name? They ain't got a name because she wants everybody to vote on it. She wants everybody to kind of go in together and say, now, I mean, I think she understands you aren't going to please all the people all the time, but you at least give people an opportunity to have a voice, to say what they think, to help come up with some of the rules. Because you may tell you something, leadership, what I've learned, when you have people who help form the rules, when you ask their opinion about the rules, the better buy-in you get, the more people enjoy it, the more people appreciate it. Now, on that having been said, we're going to talk about this too. You got to enforce those rules also. Sometimes you got to slap a hand. We're going to talk about that. This is going to be a good one. Brittany is good at what she does. I'm going to tell you right now, I enjoy her social media content. This is going to be a talkative podcast because this young lady likes to talk more than I do, which is a lot. But she's really good behind the mic. She's really good in front of a camera. If you hadn't checked out her social media, go do it. Let's go fishing with Brittany and Aaron. We got a new crappie trail in North Louisiana, and I'm excited to bring Brittany on here. She asked me, she's like, hey, can you help me out? And I'm like, man, I've been wanting to talk to you. I mean, girl, this is so cool what you're doing, man. So I tell you what, let's do a quick background on you. You know, I don't think people understand, you know, what you do for a living. So
they don't lay
it out there.
All right. Well, first and foremost, I'm Brittany Nair, and my hometown is Benton, Louisiana. But, you know, I came over here to Western Road when I went to college. For the last 12 years, I have been with the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office. I work out at the jail in Booking. So I tell people all the time, if you've ever seen the show Pawn Stars, you know, you never know what's going to walk through the door. That's my daily life. So there's that law enforcement side of me. And because of that, you know, everybody in law enforcement, no matter what you do, you kind of need that out. And fishing is my out. So that's what I do Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. And after that, I try to just leave it at the gate. That's hard sometimes, but it leaves me some room for fishing and other good stuff. Yeah.
Let me ask you. So how long have you been like fishing like this? Because when I first met you, we were at was it Crappie USA that had the marshals that rode with them and weighed the fish? Was that what it was?
Yeah, it was the ACT tournament.
That was
a year ago. Yeah, probably it was like January last year. So yeah, it's been about a year, but I've been fishing with LiveScope since August of 2022. So it all started then and it just took off. So it took off quickly with me then, and this tournament trail has taken off quickly with me now. You know, it's only 5 days old, and it's, well, it seems like it's months into the making, but it's only days into it, so.
Yeah, the wheels are turning. I mean, it's like every other day you've got a major sponsorship, Level 3, that's coming on, and that is really impressive. You know what that tells me? A lot of people believe in you, okay?
Yeah. I've worked really hard to build a trust, you know, between me and these companies. And more than anything, I think one place that I've been different is not a single company I've ever put their information, not a single one of them ever asked me to do it. You know, I did it on my own. And my point from the beginning has been to put out good information to the everyday average angler, info that usually you'd have to pay a guy to go get, or, you know, you'd go buy 20 rods before you found that one that you really like. So I've never gained a dime off of any of this, and I think that's why a lot of these guys like me, is because I came out of nowhere to them, and I've never asked them for anything. So in return.
So, and I got a few questions about this going into it. But first, you know, where did the idea for this come from?
Well, it actually happened the day that I made the post. I can't remember if it was Wednesday or Thursday, but the idea popped into my head, and it was posted probably 5 minutes later. It just was I'm just going to full send, because I've been trying to find my place in the crappie industry. You know, everybody can go out there and make videos and make posts on Facebook, but eventually it gets to the point where, you know, people just see your feed and they're like, oh, another, you know, another post. They just keep scrolling. So I've done the tournament deal. Tournament stresses me out. I love mm-hmm. the camaraderie of it. I love getting to meet everybody. But when the hammer's down, I feel like I morph into like another person because I'm in such a hurry. So it's not very enjoyable to fish a tournament with me. And I know that. So I'm just kind of opting out of the tournament scene myself. And now I'm on the other side of it. So, you know, I've been trying to find my place. And, you know, everybody seems like, oh, that's that girl from YouTube. That's that girl from Facebook. But what is that girl to herself? So I think I finally found my niche because all this has fallen into place. I really haven't had to do a whole lot. You know, people are reaching out to me. So this is something that our area needs, not just the anglers, but the local businesses need this as well. So I'm just kind of filling in a spot where it needs to be filled.
I'm going to tell you, I really think you have found your niche because, you know, you have that personality. You're good in front of a camera. You're good on a mic. You're honest. You know, if anybody told me that you said something, I'm taking it to the house because I know you a little bit. And what I know, you ain't never lied to me before. Got a good reputation. I honestly think a tournament director, that's you, girl. I mean, you, this is your thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you 100%, you know, and I've just the good thing about, you know, every bad is you can take away the things that you want to be difference in. So the things that I've gone through the last year and a half, the relationships that I've made, the tournaments I have fished, you know, I picked up on some things that are liked or didn't like. And now I kind of have the opportunity to put it all together into what I see to be, you know, the perfect scenario, which you're never going to have a perfect tournament trail or the club. You're never going to have a perfect set of rules for everybody, but what you can do is you can try to make something that's cohesive for everybody involved, including the sponsors that sponsor the tournament, not just the anglers and the spectators. That's, you know, that's one thing exactly that's forgot right. too, is the families of these anglers, you know, as they're out fishing, you know, families waiting to hear, you know, how they're doing. So that's what I'm hoping to do is to bring the anglers back together like it used to be, bringing the local businesses on and support those guys. And to bring the families and spectators back into it, and mainly the kids. You know, these kids are the future of this industry.
That's so. Right. Exactly. So let's get into it. Ship Enterprises.
That's
tell
it.
Tell me about Ship. You're running this like a business. I mean, this is a great, I'm excited. I'm pumped up for it, girl, because you're doing such, it's exciting. So tell us about it real quick.
So basically, I had no idea what we were going to name this thing, but me and Jessica, we've, you know, obviously been off work with the weather, so I was, when all this came about, I was coming up with all these names of slab slingers. And I talked to somebody and they said, well, that term slab slinger is just so overused. Okay, so let's come up with something else. Well, that night I was sitting down and I was writing down everything about the crappie industry that I wanted to see. And, you know, I wrote them all down and I rearranged them and it came out to Ship. So sportsmanship, honor, integrity, and professionalism. All four things that have kind of slipped away from the anglers. And so not just the anglers, this is an all-inclusive problem that you're seeing in the crappie industry. It's from the head down. So, that's what I'm hoping to change and have a club that can, where the anglers themselves can see the full picture here. And that's what I think everybody's missing is what one angler does or what one tournament does. It's like a ripple effect. It affects the entire industry. So that's what I'm trying to bring to the table here.
And so I think that, you know, this is a good thing. You said the other day, you're standing on business.
Yeah.
And that's outstanding because I agree with you. And it's not just the crappie world, it's bass fishing too. I think it's tournament fishing in general. You know, there's a lot of people out there that see a quick dollar with these tournaments. They come in, they grab money and they run. They make empty promises. And I'm glad that you're doing all you can to bring integrity back to the sport of fishing, because I feel like it's kind of leaning a little bit toward the wayward side. So kudos to you for having that.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, and you're right there. I mean, there's just, I just can go back, you know, I go back 3 or 4 years, you know, I used to come to Lake Darbone to Crappie Masters and, you know, even whenever I lived in Bossier, like you knew when Crappie Masters was in town. I mean, you couldn't mistake it. And, you know, everybody, they look professional and they act professional. And I'm not saying that that's missing now. I'm just saying it's different now. And one of the things that I think is maybe the problem is social media, is because we're a lot more willing to say some things in the comment section or in person. But at the end of the day, what I'm bringing to this area is just a fresh start.
That's right.
New face, my assistant on the board of directors, the assistant director, none of these guys know him. And he doesn't know them. So there's no reason to be biased. So that's why I'm just trying to reestablish that trust in a tournament that these guys can come, have a good time, know that the rules are not being broken. They're being enforced evenly across the board. And if it's a rule, if you break it, you're out. There's no discretion there. I mean, obviously I have to have to some extent, but I'm not going to treat one person any differently than I would treat the next.
Right. And that's great. I mean, because, you know, it's, I know you're getting the members, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, but you're getting their input on certain aspects, you know, but when you have that input, you get buy-in. But you're going to have a few people that's going to, you know, push it. And at that time, you're going to have to stand up and slap a hand. And I know you're going to be able to do that.
Well, there's a lot of the bylaws that are writing in right now that I don't have. We're not going to put up to a vote. But, you know, January the 27th, we are having a club meeting at K&M and after the Larry Plummer tournament. And anybody that shows up is going to have a vote. You know, I have a ballot of things that we're going to vote on, and a majority will rule on it. So, you know, if you're going to be in the club, if you're not at the meeting, I mean, you can't gripe later. It's kind of like not going to vote. You can't not go vote and then gripe about who gets put in office. So there are some things that, and I want these guys to feel like they have a say, because at the end of the day, is it my trail? Yes. Is it, you know, my responsibility? Yes. But at the end of the day, it's our club, because a fishing club is nothing without its anglers. Yeah. And you have got to start at the bottom. And I want these guys to build this club with me. I can't do this on my own. You know, I've never run a tournament, so I need these guys on my side that fish these tournaments to say, hey, you know, here's what we feel about this, here's what we feel about that. But after January the 27th, whatever we vote on is final for the year. You know, and if I have to change something, obviously, you know, it'll be a vote on the board, and, you know, there'll be a good reason for it. But pretty much, like you said, standing on business, I mean, that's what I mean when I say we standing on business with this thing.
That's right. So let me ask you this. What kind of payback can somebody expect to have with this?
It's going to be 100% payback. I mean, and plus, and that's one of the things that we're going to vote on at the meeting, because right now we're at a surplus of almost $6,500 in money that's been promised to the organization. Well, all of my big expenses almost already covered between my scale and my tanks. So that's money. So one thing that we're going to vote on is, do you want more of a payout through the year, or do you want a big payout at the championship? The members are going to decide that. We're going to give them that option.
That's good stuff. Now, you just brought up something that I'm interested. I watched your video. I can't remember what I don't think it was the one last night. It was one from a few days ago where you talked about your scales and your tank. I love the tank idea. Nobody's doing it, and I don't know if it'll work. Girl, it sounds good, and I really think it's a good idea. I really think you trying it, I think it's going to do. So tell us about that.
It's going to work, because I'm completely stepping out of the tournament scene as far as fishing to be there at those tanks the entire time that tournament is going on. And, you know, you go fish. I fish Crappie Masters. I fished NCL. And, you know, you fish all these other tournaments, and I'm not talking bad about them at all, but everybody talks conservation. But at the end of the day, when you've been on the water for 7-8 hours, you know, duking it out, fighting the rain, fighting the wind, you just want to load up the boat and go. And sometimes that conservation just gets forgotten. Now I'm giving them the option to not have to deal with that fish back there and try to keep him alive until weigh in. I'm saying, hey, bring it to me. Take the 10 minutes to bring him to me. Let me get him on a scale for you. I'm going to print him out a receipt, you know, of the fish's weight. And that fish is going to lock in as either their big fish or their one of their five. And then it goes in a recovery tank. So, we're trying not to lose these fish off this lake, because we are the number 3 crappie destination in the country, Lake Darbon right here.
Yeah.
And I want to take care of the fish here, because those fish in turn take care of our guides. Those guides take care of our local businesses. Yeah. So, see, it's a full circle. And this is what everybody's got to make. It's a full circle.
Outstanding. I love that idea. And I'm going to come down there. Whenever you guys get started, we'll do some coverage. I'll do some little videos, and I want to see this in action, because I think this is a big deal. And you know, it's one thing that a lot of people are talking about the tournament fishing right now is, you know, hurting the fish, you know, pulling them out of the water for so long. And, you know, I think this may possibly be a solution to that. So I'm excited to see it.
Yeah. There's nobody else doing this to my knowledge in the country. And I think it was one tournament It was actually whenever I fished the bracket showdown at Lake Erling with Danny McDonald. It got hot. It got hot. I mean, and we went from worrying about fishing to keeping those fish alive. And I just hate to see it. I mean, and that's part of the game. I mean, you either can keep the fish alive or you can't. But at the end of the day, I mean, you can't bring me a dead fish anyway. So I feel like as a tournament director and as the anglers, we have to respect the lakes that we're fishing and the locals that are there and take care of the fish, even if it means you go 5 minutes out of your way to take it to drop it off at a tank, you know?
Yeah.
So we are trying to do something different. And the entire tournament itself is going to be just a little bit different. So different faces. You know, we got people coming to fish these tournaments that have never fished a tournament before. And that's awesome. It's not just about getting out here and having a $150,000 boat and winning a bunch of money. It's about bringing the community together because the crappie industry in general needs that. Farmable needs that right now.
Yeah, I would agree.
It really does.
I'll agree with that.
When I got the news that K&M was shutting down their sporting goods, that hit home for me hard because how does the number three crappie destination in the country lose its biggest tackle shop right there? How does that happen?
Oh, I've got a way. I've got ideas, but I don't think we got enough time for that.
No, but look, you know, we're here to talk about the positive, and that's another thing, you know, that, you know, I wanted to be in my club and me as a person in general, there's so much negativity that's funneling around. We could talk about it for hours on end, but at the end of the day, it's just the same talk everybody else is having. And so we just need to do something different, which is just talk about the change, talk about the positive, what we did right, and whatever we did wrong to not support a business the way that we could have done a little bit better. You just go from the day forward. That's all you can do.
That's it. That's right. That's right. So you talked about Lake Darvel. Let me back up. Your scales. You're going to have this thing so well run. You even went out and got a dadgum good set of scales from and Kenny over at Cooters. I'm proud of Kenny for helping out with that, man.
He always comes through for me. I tell you, I never really have never had to ask him for anything. I've never had to ask him for a thing. I've never had to go say, hey, I need these scales. Can you buy them? He just always kind of fills in. You know, he pays attention to everybody's social media account. And so, yeah, we've got some scales. We got, and they were $1,700. I mean, I couldn't believe it that he bought those. And so we got that. We've got the tanks coming. Crappie Forever is going to do all that. You know, you're talking about not just the tanks, you're talking about the aerators, the agitators, the tranquil. They're talking about 12 volt lithium batteries. I mean, you're talking about a lot of money from these other people investing into us.
Yeah.
Without having ever seen a tournament. And that's what's impressive is you don't have a definitive number on how many members you have. You have no clue what your turnout's going to be. And these companies are already funneling through to support you. So that's very thankful.
And it's, you know, again, that's just a good representation of you and your vision. And I think you've got enough people in your corner that we aren't going to let you fail.
Because if it fails right now, it'll be because there's something exponential that happens. It's not going to be in-house.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Lake Darvon. Are there any other places where we'll be fishing?
Yeah, so we've got 10 lakes on the I got 10 lakes on the map, and we're going to vote on those on the 27th. So you're looking at Darvon, Poverty, Caney, Erling. We're looking at Cypress and Cross over in Shreveport because a lot of our guys come from over that way. And you know, one that I'm adding to the Washita River is another one. I don't remember if I said Claiborne, but one I'm looking at is Grenada because Chris Fuller at Cars on USA dropped in $1,500 from Grenada Lake and Resorts. Now, Grenada Lake and Resorts, as it sits now, has nothing to gain from this trail because we're over here. So what I want to try to do is see if these guys maybe want to take a tournament over there.
Not a bad idea.
Grenada's land of giants, land of giants. And there's a lot of great people from that area that also support our area. You know, you're talking about JoJo Baker, Phyllis and Danny McDonald, a lot of good folks. PTG, big name in the country. So if our guys want to go over there and if they vote majority rule, we're going to Grenada. So.
Yeah, I think it would be a good, show of support, especially since he came in and did what he did with that, dropped $1,500. I mean, that's not chump change. I mean, that's a good bit of money. So going back to the angler, we need to show them some support.
That's it, you know. And if nothing else, even if they don't want to go over there, at least we can advertise for them because everybody goes to Grenada. Anybody that wants to learn live scope, catch a big fish, goes to Grenada.
Yeah.
So we can at least get that out there for him.
Outstanding. Talk about your sponsorship levels real quick before we get out of here.
All right.
What you got?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I just lost you on the audio. I lost your camera.
Okay. It's this ice. We'll call it the okay. Storm, the ice outside. All right.
So there's three different, there's several ways that people can sponsor this thing, but there's three levels. The first level is going to be anything from $100 to $499. If you're in that category, then we're going to give you some advertisement and you're going to get the first shot at the vendor booth. I'm going to have seven or eight of those at each tournament. We'll have those set up under tents. They'll have first access to those to use them. Level two is the anywhere from $500 to $999. And with that, you get a lot more. You better just pay the extra dollar because you're going to get your logo on the t-shirt, the club shirt, your logo on the backdrop. You're going to get the advertisement. You're going to get the access to the vendor tables. So that extra dollar does you a lot with your logo. And, of course, anything $1,000 and up is going to give you all of that. Plus, here's the kicker, and I don't know if anybody else doing this. Level three gets the sponsors a VIP table at our end of the season award ceremony.
Okay.
Don't know if anybody else doing that. We're doing it.
Good
so
deal.
I don't know where I'm going to host that at just yet. But those guys that are up there in the level three, and I have more level three than I have of two and one right now. So we're going to try to bring those guys here and wine and dine them and treat them and thank them and let the anglers actually meet these guys and shake their hand and tell them how much they appreciate them.
Outstanding.
But there's two other ways. So some of the people are just, they're sponsoring the trophies for one tournament. So, you know, for example, like Brad Black says he wants to pay for one of the tournament's trophies. Well, each angler is going to get a trophy in first, second, and third. That's what I'm paying out. And then, so you're looking at six trophies and four plaques because we're doing Big Fish 1 and Big Fish 2. Each angler gets a plaque there. So you're looking at 10 trophies per tournament going out.
Okay. Good stuff, yep. Man. I'm telling you, they got some... I like to hear you got more threes than anybody else. That's impressive, man. That's good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's been great. And one thing that we've done is, you know, the people that I reach out to, of course, you know, everybody's dealing with, you know, everything's more expensive now. People don't just have some of these guys don't have just as much money laying around. So what we're doing is this too. A lot of these companies, I think maybe five or six that said, hey, I'd love to be able to send you a check, but I can't do that right now. I'm going to send you a bunch of product. What I've told them is, when you send it, throw a receipt in that box for how much it's worth. And then I'm going to get you the proper tax docs. And that's where I'm going to put their level of sponsorship. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, you send me $1,000 worth of rods or whatever, well, that puts you right in level three. So just trying to open up that door. I would rather have a sponsor right now because we are so new. I'd rather have you in some way than to not have you at all.
That's right. I know that's right. Yep. Lastly, let's talk about, you got something else on the sponsorship?
Yeah. No, okay. That's it.
Okay. Now your membership, how does somebody get in with you?
So membership fee is going to be $50. And of course, like I've been talking about a lot online, the LLC is being set up right now. Until I open that up, I can't open up a bank account. So once I do that, then I'm going to link it to like a Venmo and a PayPal. And I'll say, hey, you know, lines are open. Here's how you can pay. You can also pay with cash or check at the meeting. And at the meeting, to have a vote, you have to have paid your $50 membership. If for some reason I don't have the account set up at the bank, you know, the state's shut down right now. So if that LLC is not here, you know, I can just say, if you show up to that meeting, you got to have $50 cash or check for me to be able to, let you have a vote.
So, that's right.
And with that membership fee, which as it sits right now, my hope is that not only are the guys going to get access to, you know, obviously be able to fish the tournaments, but you know, I'm hoping to be able to give them a hat and a shirt, with their membership, you know, at some point through the season. And also at the end of the season, at the award ceremony, I want to be able to give each of them a plaque for their membership. Kind of like what y'all did at the legislators tournament. Y'all gave us like a small plaque, you know, I want to do something like that, for them just to show that they were a member for, you know, this season and, give them something back for their money. So even if they don't come fish a single tournament with us, whatever the case may be, if they're part of the club, I want them to feel like they're part of the club and not just for the money that they gave.
Good stuff.
Yep.
I guess that's it. What else you think we need to talk about?
No, right now, all I can do is I can just say thank you to everybody, you know, and the last thing that I want to hit on, I mean, and, you know, this is kind of like, you know, beating a dead horse because I've been talking about it for the last month, but, you know, we talk about shopping local. The first person that I call for anything I need is always going to be these local shops. K&M, Cooters, Honey Hole, you know, all these local places. That's always the first people that we call. And the only way that these guys can continue to support us, to support the anglers, is if you get in there and you shop around a little bit. I mean, at the end of the day, money's money. And it doesn't just fall down into the register. People have to get in there and spend it. So I want to take this last part just to encourage people to get into these local tackle shops. Support these guys because they're supporting anglers.
Outstanding stuff, man. I tell you what, I'm excited about this. I am very, very, very excited about it. Looking forward to seeing the results of it. And I know you're going to do a great job with it, Brittany.
I appreciate it. And we do need to talk one last thing, Craig. I'm sorry to hold you up. We do need to talk one last thing.
Okay.
I announced last night we're going to be doing a shellcracker tournament.
Yeah.
That's brim. We're going to be doing a shellcracker tournament, and we're going to be doing a youth tournament. Now, those tournaments won't count against our Angler Fire Club. I mean, you help me out, you don't. If you come fish it, you don't. But I think it'd be pretty cool just to change the scene up a little bit and to get these kids out there and get them involved. So that's something.
Yeah, man.
So it's going to be 10 total tournaments. You're talking about 8 crappie tournaments, including the championship, a shellcracker, and a youth. The shellcracker and the youth, we will vote on, the members of the club will vote on a organization to donate money to from the funds that we make from that.
Yeah, man, love it. Love it. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Just trying to give back. Just trying to give something back and change the scene for everybody. Everybody around here needs something to believe in again, especially whenever it comes to crappie fishing.
That's right.
It's too fun. There's way too many good people involved, way too many businesses involved for us to let this thing go through the floor. I'm not going to do it. So I just step in to intervene, and hopefully I can just kind of be the source that helps it along. But at the end of the day, yeah, I'm the person that you see, and I'm the person that, you know, may get a little bit of the credit for it in a day. It's the anglers. I'm not a thing without the anglers. So
if you want to know who Brittany is, if you're like, man, who is this chick? Tell them what your social media. You've got some of the best social media stuff out there. I love to watch your stuff. You're good.
So the majority of my stuff goes out on my personal page because I get a lot more from it. But Set the Hook Crappie Ventures. I'm on YouTube, and I have a TikTok. And if you want to see some shenanigans, get on my TikTok.
I agree with that.
I just feel like sometimes like I'm a, you know, female Bill Dance. Mm-hmm. Like I just need a camera following me and Jessica around all of the time. Just for the stuff that happens. And it's amazing what happens when I turn a camera off. If y'all could see 50% of what happens when a camera goes off, you just would die laughing at some of the stuff. So, but yeah. And then, you know, social media, I will, now we're voting on a club name on the 27th. So literally this entire thing from the bottom up is being built and voted on by the members. So once we get a name for the club, obviously the LLC is Ship Enterprises, but once we vote on a name, then I'll get the Facebook page for the trail itself so that I can stop blowing up my personal feed with all this other, you know, stuff. So
yeah,
I'll still share it there anyway.
There you go. So,
I really appreciate you. You do a lot for everybody too, man. I'm glad to be able to pair up with you, and I appreciate you helping me out with this video.
Shoot, no problem. I'm glad you said something because I was sitting here scratching my head. I'm like, man, it's cold outside. Ain't nobody doing no fishing. I don't know what. And then all of a sudden you sent me that, and I'm like, man, yeah, let's get this going. This ought to be good. So
yeah, we talk about, you know, getting everybody's information out there. I mean, heck, everybody needs to know about Set the Hook Crappie Ventures, but everybody needs to know about Antlers and Hicks.
I appreciate
good stuff that you're doing too. Good stuff you're doing too. I tell you, I bought one of your hoodies and my entire closet smelled like leather for a month. That little leather patch.
Yeah.
I think y'all sprayed the whole thing. It is amazing. I love it. So
thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, man. And I hope to see you at some of our tournaments. I know I will.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll be there. We'll talk to you later.
All right. All right,
Greg. Bye.
Bye.